Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,623 Pamela McMillan seeks a variance to reduce the front yard setback, section 115.42B of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the north side of Fir Drive, approximately 546 feet west of Myrtle Drive. The 911 address is 36351 Fir Drive, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 806. There are no letters in support, there are no letters of opposition, and no mail returns. Specifically, they're requesting a 1.4-foot variance for the front for the house. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Please step.
I want to have Jamie speak about it. Do I need to be sworn in?
If you have anything to offer also, ma'am, you could. You just go ahead. Yes, ma'am, it'd be best then.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. Pamela McMillan, 115 Chambridge Drive, Rehoboth, 19971.
Okay, you wait right here.
Jamie Donnelly, 2 James Court, Millsburg, Delaware, 19966.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I think we put most of it in there. I took some pictures today as well of the house, and I'd like to give that to you if you want to.
Okay. Yeah, just demonstrate, please, the secretary. Thank you.
Well, a couple things went into play here on the foundation. We actually had staked it out for 33 feet from the front property line.
Mm-hmm.
That should have worked, and everything would have worked. After the foundation was put in, we found out after the home was set that the foundation did not come into came into the setback on the front by, it says 28.6. I think she said that 1.4 is what we're looking for.
Thank you. Yes,
talking to the surveyor today, we would need a little over maybe 1.4 to 1.43. It's close to 1.5, so hope you will take that in consideration for the 1.5, 18 inches. Looking at it, when we dug the foundation, there was a couple things that came into play. There was a catch basin in the front yard, and they actually had, and correct me if I'm wrong, it was a sewer, county sewer?
It's a stormwater drain.
Stormwater drain.
And we had permission to remove it from Denrec, and we actually thought that the old pipe had been dug up, but once they got into doing this, they found out that the pipe was still there. It was rerouted so that we could build on the center of the lot.
And I think I put that in. I think there's something showing on one of the papers
Mm-hmm. Showing
that. Well, when we went to dig the, thank you. Once we dug the foundation, the mason, the property line where the stakes were, the actual, it was right in the, he hit the piping. That was never removed. So we dug that out. I'm not sure if that came into play of why the house moved up forward. It just didn't make any sense because looking at the survey, and I think I gave both surveys, the initial one and the back one, started out at 33 feet. Now the left-hand side shows 34.5. I had asked Ms. McMillan, you know, could there have been possibility of somebody moving the stakes? I don't think that was the case.
Right.
I don't think anybody would have done that. I just think that it came to a point. It's just we need 1.5 feet, and I don't know where the mistake was made. Outside of possibly once we dug the piping up, where the mason had started. The mason's pretty good. I've never run into an issue like this. And the reason why we went back 33 feet is because the bay window is actually a 2-foot bay window
Okay. That
takes a foundation. It's not a cantilever.
Right.
So before we came to the variance, I called the factory up and I asked the factory, is there a way before I go for a variance, is there a possibility that I could, you know, take the block wall out up underneath the window and maybe possibly cantilever it? Well, the way it was engineered, because it is a modular home, the engineer didn't think that it could be done. So we tried that route before we come for a variance. I called Ms. McMillan up a little. Of course, she was upset a little bit, and I can understand that. Obviously, I got the news on a weekend from the surveyor while I was at travel baseball for my daughter, and it just didn't help my weekend, let's put it that way. So anyway, I gave her the news, and then we decided to apply for the variance and hoping that we'll get some consideration. Like I said, I don't think we have tree lines on each side. There's a vacant lot to the left. I don't think it hinders anybody's view. There's no water view. It's on the front part of the property. And like I said, there's tree line on each side. So I do not think, I actually think it looks great inside there. But it's on a hill. The pictures probably don't do it any justice, but there's 10 courses in the back. On the front is basically 3 to 4, and it drops off. It's probably one of the biggest hills in Delaware.
Wow.
Yep, 10 courses in the back, so.
It is. Big drop off.
It is. So that's what we're asking. If we could, I know you said 1.4, but I think 1.5 from the surveyor today talking to him, that should suffice for everything. So if we can get 18 inches, that would be great.
All right, well, we'll see. We'll start down with Mr. Workman. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Ricker?
Yeah, you know, you'd have been all right if it wasn't living space. That's the way the county looks at it. Is, mm-hmm. You know, as a bay window living space, you could
right.
Encroach, what is it, 3 feet, Mr. Secretary? If it's a bay window, would not...
Ornamental features can encroach 2 feet. Other items can encroach 3 feet.
Okay, good. That's right. Okay, and do you want to... the criteria for a variance, you wrote your criteria down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to address those to the board now?
Sure.
Thank you.
The criteria that I wrote to you guys on there?
Yeah, here.
Yeah, that'd be this, great. Thank you.
You don't have a copy of it?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Okay, you did a good job on it, so you wouldn't... We'll get you some press time here.
As far as the uniqueness of the property, you just want me to go through it here for
yes.
You? Okay. Obviously, the lot's narrow. That's on a slight hill. Actually, it's a little bit bigger than a hill. We did a 4-course foundation in the front, 10 courses in the back. And house was set on the foundation already. And let me address, usually, when once the foundation is complete, we have a foundation location survey done. It just happened to be... The time the house came, because obviously it's a modular home, we're setting the house, we got the drawing like 3 days after we set the house. Had we known that, we would have had a lot of things changed up by that time.
Sure.
Cannot otherwise be developed. It's already existing on the foundation. The house is done, steps are completed, HVAC is done, everything is, it's there. It's basically, it's getting cleaned tomorrow. And if we can get that, get the variance, we can get the CFO and move forward. Not created by the applicant. Mason had the plans, of course. And then we ran into, at the time when I filled out the variance, I was still kind of in shock figuring out how it came into play. Where did I mess up? Did the surveyor mess up? Did the Mason mess up? Really, and looking at it, I don't know how we still get 34.5 feet to the left-hand side when it was staked out for 33 feet.
Right.
That's boggling to me. So I don't know if the surveyor messed up, and then again, I don't know if the Mason messed up. Ultimately, it comes back to me as the general contractor.
Sure.
You know, it's not them, and I take the blame for it.
Okay.
Will it alter the essential character of the neighborhood? Again, there was a single wide that we replaced. There's single wides across the street. I think what they're doing is, and you can vouch for this, they're actually changing the homes back there into, let's say, more modular and getting rid of the older 1960 and 1970 single wides. So mm-hmm. As far as the character, I think it's definitely helping it.
Sure.
The minimum variance requested is the 1 foot 6 inches off the encroachment of the foundation, and that's the part of the front setback. Again, we try to hopefully get away from not having to do the variance, because I did try through the manufacturer to see if it could be cantilevered, and it just couldn't. Because that would have been a little more expensive to go that way, but I was willing to do it. And it didn't work, so that's why we're requesting a variance. So hope you take in consideration.
All right. Good job.
Okay. Mr. Workman,
no questions.
Okay. And again, Mr. Ripper?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Any further questions? Mr. Sharp?
Looking at the survey, there's a couple lines there. I'm guessing that from the rear of the dwelling, it's not too far from that steep hill you were talking about?
Yeah, that is correct, in the back.
So safe to say that the rear of the yard is difficult to develop?
Excuse me.
And that you had a small building envelope upon which to be able to place this house?
We did. There were some trees back there that had to be removed to make sure that this accommodated, because the single wide was to the right of it. And I think we had to actually take out more trees than we really wanted to make sure it worked. We had marked them out, and I think she had, you had went out there also and looked at them. And we took some more trees off to the left to accommodate the house to work.
But would you say that the topography of this property is unique for the area?
Very unique, very unique. It's not a normal project that we were used to, far as being on such a big hill, being with 10 courses, being in the back.
Yeah, farther down the street, the houses are more, their backyards are more flat.
Level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have no further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,623. The applicant has addressed the criteria for a variance and has also put it in writing. We have that for the record. And also, I believe you want 1.5 tenths instead of 1.4. Is that correct?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay. So I'll put that in the record that he wants a 1.5 tenths instead of 1.4. And the irregular shape of the uniqueness of the property is a regular shape with the hill. And stated by you that there's a hill there, and also it's not level like the other property, so that would be fall under the uniqueness of the property. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, that's been so stated, and the exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant, it's been created by the by either the mason or the surveyor. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is minimum level afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,623. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,623 is approved.
Thank you very much. Yes, appreciate your time.
Yes, you're welcome.